PAT Louisiana's finest.
I say, who that?
R.I.P. Tom Benson. Shout out to the whole Who That Nation.
Now who that? That fever, that flavor, that funk. I say who that? That fever, that flavor, that funk. Oh, who that? That fever, that flavor, that funk. I say who that? That fever, that flavor, that funk. You got that fever? Yeah, yeah. That fever for the flavor. Got that flavor? Yeah, yeah. That flavor for the funk. You got that fever? Yeah, yeah. That fever for the flavor. Got
Saints
that
Talk
flavor.
Listeners, yeah, what's yeah, up? We back. It's another week of Saints Talk. I'm your host, Kevin Washington. I'm here with Nick Underhill. Nick, what's up, man? Let's get into this. Let's talk some football and let's speculate. How you doing, man?
What are you ready for? Are you ready for the Stafford conversation? Is that what we're doing today?
It's all Taysom Hill.
we talked about Taysom enough, I think, for 4 weeks there. So I'm good. I'm good on Taysom. I'm good on Taysom for a little bit.
No, man. Listen, he ain't going away.
Conversation ain't changing.
Never. He's kind of like Tommy Lee Lewis. He's just going to keep popping back up like
Bryce Harris back. Khalif Barnes. Yeah, I mean, there's a few of the What's All-Stars.
Was it Andy Tanner?
Tommy Lee's off the team right now, though, so.
Yeah. I saw that.
They let the contract expire.
There's contract expire or something like that. So that's the end. Is it the end of an era or is it?
No, he'll be back.
He'll be back, definitely. Deontay Harrison have a thumbnail or something, and then he'll come back and fumble the punt return or something. All right, chat. What's up? Chat. What's up, y'all? We here. We're gonna speculate on some quarterback stuff. We know that, you know, that's what the streets want, man. The streets are ablaze with quarterback talk. You got Deshaun Watson. You got potentially Sam Darnold. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Matthew Stafford. Jameis Winston. I saw an article today saying Winston may end up in Detroit. So we don't know what's going to happen this year in football, man. And it's kind
someone
of exciting.
Had, someone had a tweet. And I don't know why. Like, people react to everything. I don't know why they react to it. Like, it's just like they don't care. Like, some stuff just gets set off. And then, like, I look at who's saying it. I'm like, why are, like, people even, like, asking me about this? But someone had a thing where they had DeMario Davis going to Detroit for, like, a fifth rounder. And, like, people are like, is this true? I'm like, dude, like, I don't even know. Like, you know, if it's not, like.
I didn't see that. Now, yeah. It had to come from a Detroit fan, right? Like, oh, the Saints are blowing it up. Let me guess. The Saints are blowing up their team. Yes. Drew Brees is leaving. The Saints need salary cap room, and you can get their Pro Bowlers for cheap.
Yeah, that's basically what everybody's saying. Yeah. And look, I mean, there's an element of the salary cap conversation. I think that there's a segment of people that are far too optimistic about what they're going to be able to do, and there's people that are far too pessimistic about what they're going to be able to do, and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. They're going to lose some guys. They aren't going to lose everybody unless they want to lose everybody. And you know, frankly, for me, the one thing that makes me think that they're going to stay on the path of trying to be competitive is the fact that they re-signed DeMario Davis last year, knowing that Breeze was going to retire, or that Breeze was likely to retire, and they decided to keep going with it. And if you're going to tear apart your team from the studs, you aren't signing a guy that's, you know, what is he, 33 years old, and you're going to start a three-year rebuild, and then why are you spending this money on this guy?
Makes no sense.
So that to me, signifies an intent to remain competitive.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's in their nature. Like, Sean comes up with a red zone play that he likes, and he's running it on the first trip to the red zone because he's not a patient person. And the way this team's constructed, they can continue to be competitive. There's nothing forcing them to shut it down. They went 8-1 with backup quarterbacks the last 2 years. Exactly. I think you could put any of the quarterbacks you named or a McCown, whoever you want, on this field. And I think that they have a very real chance of going 500 with just a replacement level quarterback. Anyone a little bit better, 9-10 wins, I think is extremely realistic with, you know, Taysom Hill probably. You could probably win 9 games, a couple things go right, you get 10. I don't see it as a situation where things are going to. I'm so tired of talking about the cap, but I can't stop talking about the cap because it just comes up every freaking day.
Yep.
It's like, oh, they should go get Stafford. They don't have the cap room. No, dude. Like, they can do all this stuff. Cut, you know, a few people, a few named people. Sure, you got to cut a few named people, but you can get Matthew Stafford, do the Saints tricks with the contract, not even talking an extension, like a basic extension. You can get his cap number down just by adding years. And it's just like people seem to have forgotten how NFL contracts work and backloading. Exactly. And it's like, you, if you can clear the money out, you can do it. But like, look, just the way his contract is, if you take it, add some years to the end, like they do with the voidable years, you can get that number down to $6 million. You can clear $6 million of space. If Taysom isn't going to be your quarterback next year, you want to allow him to pursue an opportunity to compete somewhere, and he's roadblocked by Matthew Stafford, you can cut him. There's $4 million. You find $2 million more, and there's Matthew Stafford. It's really not that hard to get him on the team. So that's basically it for my opening rant. We're starting the rants early today.
No, listen, let them take spot. That's why I gave you the camera. I was like, let me just back up and get my man. Let him get like the full wide screen of emotion. Let him feel you. My reply to your response there is Sean Payton. I don't see Sean Payton rebuilding anything. He's already built a team. You don't need to blow up a team when you went 8-1 with the guy who's retiring over the last couple of years when he wasn't playing. That was your record, right? 8-1. I'm sorry, it was 7-1, right? Or no, it was, I think it was 8-1. I think Taysom played 5 games. So that's one thing. Now listen, they may not be as good, but there's proof that you can sustain a good team when he's not in the game, right? Also, I think Peyton's probably a little bit excited here. I'll be honest with you. That is not me saying Sean Payton is glad that Drew Brees is most likely retiring, right? Until he does retire, then we'll continue to put that little asterisk in front of it, even though, you know, it's been reported that it's most likely happening. So first and foremost, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he wants Drew grown, but what I'm saying is I think it's a challenge. Like, hey, you know, I've been with this guy since 2006 when I started coaching this team. I got a good team around him. We got some guys who we feel like can be options at quarterback. I got a good team around them. I mean, everything is there, right? So there's no reason to go and blow it up. So when I see when you said like DeMario Davis for a fifth round pick, I just kind of knew it was from someone who, you know, they were probably maybe using simple logic that you can use with other teams or something. But anyone who knows how the Saints operate know that if they wanted to, you know, keep this thing going, then they have the guys to do it. And so also just want to take a little, you know, a little sidebar, let you guys know to go to newlands.football/subscribe. If you guys are looking on the screen right now, you can see the article that Nick wrote recently, and choose a plan that works for you. As I speak, you guys can choose a plan as we're talking, right? There's a few different options there. So go and pick one. Be elite annual if you're just really feeling like really gracious. But yeah, I mean, Nick, he went over just kind of some of the thinking of why you would want to consider a Matt Stafford, right? And, you know, it's another article in there. I think one of the best, I mean, I hate saying this, Nick, I'm going to put this on you, but like that article right there, how you can get up under the cap, that's the one that's like a must read, right? That's the, whenever someone comes to you and say, hey, what are the Saints going to do about the salary cap? Just go and click that one. That's going to get you right. So everything is there. Everything is on the website. Everything is on newlands.football. So go there and be great. And as Nick fades back into into existence.
Yeah, so I want to say, though, like about the cap article, though, that like that isn't saying this is what they're going to do. It's just saying these are the moves they could make to mm-hmm. get there. And this is a choice. And if they choose to do it this way, it's just illustrating that there's a way to get under the cap without and creating $20 million of space without doing anything extremely radical. There is some blood there. I mean, there is some guys going rather not lose in the ideal, you know, the cap going up 15% every year instead of dropping. Yeah. There's a little bit of blood loss, but it's nothing where you're like shaking over, you know, some of the things that happen. It's going to be interesting, though. I mean, like I could see some trades, you know, there's some things you got to do and there's decisions you got to make. And, you know, you got to decide if this guy's somebody, you know, do you want to extend them? Is he part of your 3-year plan? You know, there could be some things that you do to, you know, mitigate some of that, absorb it while remaining competitive. And I think that's probably the approach we're going to see. I think there's going to be aggressiveness in some areas and, you know, the foot off the gas in some others. But I think in the end, I would be shocked if it's a full blown
rebuild.
It's not gonna be that, and they aren't forced into it. Anyways, we'll stick to the title of the podcast.
No, listen. It's fun to speculate on, and I don't know if the rebuild is actually fun to speculate. I just don't think it's gonna happen, right? Like,
neither.
Yeah, your team. Even if you, I don't even see, if you're trying to rebuild, then you're basically, you're letting a lot of guys walk because your team is so good that what are you rebuilding? You're not going to be picking high enough to get the quarterback. You're going to not play defense till, I don't know, DeMario Davis not to be good, Marshawn Lattimore, so it's like, what's the thought process here? You know, it's like, I don't get it, man. Anyway, so let's kind of dive into some of the pros and cons of go ahead.
I want to be very careful about how I say this, because full respect to Drew's legacy is standing in the game, the things he played through this season. I think the stuff that he played through was, I think he deserves credit for it. I think the way that conversation was framed after the injury news on him came out, I think was probably a little bit wrong. I don't think all that stuff was going on in the last game. I think it was going on at various points throughout the season. So I don't agree with the narrative why was he playing? Drew Brees showed the week before they deserved to play, he's playing. But I do think that I don't think he's the only quarterback in the world that gets you to that same position. I think there's other guys that you could put in there and be in that position. And that's why you remain aggressive, right? I mean, that's why you go out and you try to get a Matthew Stafford if he becomes available. Or, if they feel totally comfortable with Jameis, you roll with Jameis. That's fine. The thing there, too, is when we talk about these other guys, it isn't about, they don't believe in Jameis. Oh, they don't believe in, whoever. No, it's just we haven't seen Jameis Winston do anything in a Saints uniform except lead, a couple drives after Brees got hurt in a situation that wasn't catered for him. I fully 100% believe that if he was given the opportunity to start those next four games, they go 3-1 probably the same way, or 4-0. He might have beat Philly. I don't know. I think the way they game plan and his talent would have allowed him to have the same amount of success. So there's that working for him. But, this team, just the point is, this team is so good that I think that you could put a lot of guys in there and be at the same, maybe not the same exact point, but a reasonable point in the playoffs. And look, I mean, it's just about the roster. It's not about Brees. I just think that you can keep it going with a lot of different guys. And if you can get one of them and just put them in and you're off, you got to look at it. You have to look at it.
I mean, I'll say this. I'll preface this comment by saying this. No one knows what Jameis Winston is right now other than the Saints front office. You think that's fair?
100% fair. 100% right. Fair.
So, go ahead.
I had a couple, there's some people that he came here for a reason. He came here for a reason, and I don't care what anybody says. If he could have got $25 million to start somewhere, I think he probably would have taken it. I don't know. When Jameis came here, he talked about taking a step back and kind of absorbing things. The coaching staff talks about him through through a developmental tone, not fully developmental, but developmental in the sense that hey, he's here and we're working on these things with him. And if he fixes them up, he can be this.
Right.
And I think I think that's what everybody's looking at with him. And yeah, we don't know. We have no idea what he's doing behind closed doors. This isn't Sean even alluded to this when he talked last week. We know more about these guys that are in our building than other people. So they're working with him on shoring these things up. And if he does, as we've said for how long has he been on the team? 10
Since
months, whatever.
Day one, they signed him. Even when when you called it before they signed him.
But we've been talking about him, he could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league if you take away the interceptions and the fumbles. And that's what they got to find out. Yeah.
Yep.
We don't know where that process is. Until we do,
we have to speculate on Jameis Winston.
I have to talk about him like he was with Bruce Arians, because I just don't have have the evidence. I don't know what he is right now.
Here's what I'll say, right? If Jameis Winston if he progresses to the point of where Matt Stafford is, then that's a you stole a quarterback. Easy. You stole a franchise quarterback. If his ceiling is what Matt Stafford is right now, you're good.
And his ceiling's still exists much higher.
Oh yeah, I mean, I mean,
in theory,
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I agree with that. I think Stafford is much better than people give him credit for. I mean, personally, I think Stafford is on like. I mean, gosh, I mean, Matt Patricia and I just don't know the organization. That team has never had anything around him. I mean, I think when Caldwell was there for a little bit, they were good. But for the most part, his whole career, like he's never had a team built around him. Right. And so I think he's a really good quarterback. And, you know, I still think that. Maybe they're, you know, if in the right circumstances, we haven't seen the best of him. I guess that's how I put it. Now, health pending and all of that stuff, because you got to realize he's smart. He's accurate. He's got it. Jameis Winston does not have a better arm than Matt Stafford. So I know people like to talk about Jameis's arm. Stafford is like one of those top five arm guys. Like you got like Mahomes, this Allen kid who's, I don't know. He may have the best arm I've ever seen.
Jameis has a damn good arm, though.
Who?
I mean, Jameis does have a damn
good
arm.
Oh, he has a really good arm, but Stafford is just his arm is just a little different, man. Stafford got one of them, like, them Flacco arms. Like, Flacco had, like, a huge arm. He just, you know, some other stuff missing. But, so, and listen, this not to take anything from Jameis. Absolutely not, but... When Stafford, I've seen Stafford throw it, and it just looks a little bit different coming out, man. So if Jameis gets to where Stafford is right now, then, man, you stole a quarterback.
Just hearing you talk is making this, like, harder in my mind than it would have been a minute ago, like, to make a decision. Because, like, Jameis getting to where Stafford is right now, I don't think is that hard. It's not that hard. Like if he's seeing the field right and he isn't throwing 30 picks and it,
but that's
he did that
a
one
big,
year.
That's yeah. a big, that's what I'm saying.
And
that's
he isn't
like...
fumbling, but that's the thing. Like you aren't talking fully formed Jameis to get to Stafford level. Like it's just cleaning up a little and you're almost there.
But so let me ask you this
if Jameis cleans up all the way and now he's a 12 pick guy and five fumbles. Like that's an elite quarterback.
But let me ask you this, right? To
I
that
don't know
point,
if Stafford can get to the Jameis. Like in the perfect world for both players, like Jameis's ceiling is higher than Stafford's.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd go there. I mean, Stafford's the number one pick, just like Jameis is. Like, what does Jameis have that Stafford doesn't? I don't know what Jameis possesses football wise that Stafford doesn't have.
I think that like Stafford's probably close to what he is, right? I think Jameis is someone that never. Jameis put up numbers, man. Like he put up numbers too. And
Stafford
like if it
got 5,000-yard seasons too, right?
Right, but if Jameis didn't have this 30-pick season, and we were talking Jameis and Stafford before the 30-pick season, which guy are you picking?
Stafford.
You would have? I would have taken Jameis.
No, because I know what Stafford... Jameis has always been a question mark since he's been in the league. Like, I didn't think that... I mean, Jameis has always been a question... He's never put together like this. He's never had...
I would have taken the younger 5,000-yard guy with almost the exact same numbers as Stafford. And then we're looking at it like, oh, well, they're both in bad situations and da-da-da. We would have been making the same qualifiers. But I think the Arian season with Jameis darkened the whole conversation around him. More so than I don't know if we can bring it back and have this conversation as it would have been before that, just because that season just happened. Solid the whole opinion. Yes,
it happened.
But it's just, you know, I think at a point there was probably a point where I think Jameis would have been an easier decision over Stafford based on age, because like their production's the same, the situations were, you know, you can make the same qualifiers and oh, you put him with Sean and he'll do this. I mean, but that season did happen, and
that
he's here,
happened.
and he's on.
And
that,
don't forget
that
about the fumbles too. It's not just the picks.
It is the fumbles too. Yeah,
it's just it's like so. I mean, here's what I'm saying. Like, so when you say maybe Jameis has a higher ceiling. You mean higher ceiling in this offense or just as a player? Because if I think if you put Jameis on the Lions, he wouldn't last a year or two, right?
I can't answer that, but like in
well,
in
let the, me take that. The, that's a bad statement. Let me retract that. Let me track that. But I just think that situation is a little bit. When you look at Stafford, you got to kind of look at him in the lens of what he's been around.
Man, that Tampa Bay situation was a mess too. Like
he's had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin for 3 years.
He had Calvin Johnson and you know other.
And he got better after Calvin left, right?
That's
when he became
his best one of the greatest receivers of all time though. Like the Tampa Bay situation was bad. Like everybody got fired. The GM saved his job by getting Tom Brady, and Tom Brady did all the recruiting for the
GM.
That's
kind Now he's the big guy now, GM of the year.
Yeah. I can't act like the Tampa Bay situation. Like Detroit's, you know,
dumpster fire.
Yeah, forever. But Tampa Bay hasn't been a great situation either for a while.
But Tampa Bay, at least Jameis inherited like a that defense was what it was this year, last year, right? They were close to the same defense. The O line was. I mean, they added the rookie right tackle, who's ridiculous, right? But they were still they inherited. He had a pretty solid O line. He had Cameron Brate, Mike Evans, and he had.
I just can't act like Tampa Bay was like even a factor in this conference. Like it's been a bad situation for a while.
I agree. I'm not
like super interested in like arguing levels of trash between organizations. Like they've both been in bad situations. And I think if you put them both in this same situation and you look at them through the idealistic lens of where everything gets cleaned up, I would 100% take Jameis. Like at the fully formed, everything went right behind the scenes version of Jameis Winston over Stafford. He's younger. He's going to be cheaper. But the thing is, I don't know if that's going to happen. And Stafford's a safer. If you can get Stafford and mitigate this other thing from off of what we know, Sean might know much better than us. And no, I'm not interested in these guys at all because I know what Jameis can do.
Mm-hmm.
Taysom's still in the picture.
So Taysom like, might end up being a starter. Yeah. Oh, we know.
they might want to run that back. I don't know, but we don't know the answers to these things. So for me, as I've said, you know, I would have to go for Stafford if he becomes available to me based off of what I know, because I don't know this other stuff. And
yeah,
I can't gamble this roster on something I don't know anything about. So until I know those things, every time there's a name that comes up, like Matthew Stafford or whoever else.
Andrew Rodgers or whoever.
Yeah, they got to look at him.
Darnold, whoever's available, you got to look at every single player. I absolutely agree with you.
And the thing is, like, look, they were really, really high on Taysom, but you don't know until you know. You can be really high on Jameis. You don't know until you know.
Yeah.
So if you aren't, if your eyes aren't wandering, like you got to be really, really, you have to be like 1,000,000% sure with this team, like, you know, just not to look at anybody else. So
yeah, you're the single guy going into the party, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's fair game. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I have a high opinion of Stafford.
So do I. I mean, this like I feel like I'm talking down on him. Like I'm not. Like no.
Everyone in chat saying I hate Jameis now too. So it's like I'm the Jameis hater. I mean, I'm looking at y'all comments, man. Don't think I got a good name remembrance too. So I'm gonna start calling y'all out. No, it's in all seriousness. But I mean, it's a fun debate. It's a fun debate to me. I think that. You know, Stafford has never had a defense. You know, O-line has always been somewhat shaky. I mean, he lost Megatron, and he's never had, like, a really good running back, never had a running game. I mean, he's just never had a team around him. And so I just look at – and he still managed to be as good as he is. Like, if you look at him at the end of last year, oh, gosh. I mean, he was like, MVP-level play. I mean, Mahomes is Mahomes. But, like, he was so good last year. At the end of last year, and you know, I just last year, 2000, not this year that just happened, the one before that. But I just think that he's never had a chance, and it's probably why he won't start. Right? He's looking like, man, I think he's 32 now. Hey, I need a chance to. I need. I'm not about to do this rebuild stuff. You guys are crazy, right? You know, which is crazy because like you just like you didn't know. I don't know. It's like you thought that drafting a corner at number three instead of like Justin Herbert, which is weird, right? It's crazy how these things happen, right? It's better to be a year two what did they say? It's better to be a year early than a year late. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm kind of rambling, but I do think that it's a lot of meat on the. I don't know if we've seen the best of him. I guess that's the point I'm trying to get.
I don't think we have either. I think he would be much better in this offense than he is in Detroit.
I mean,
that's a given. Yeah, absolutely. You know, just for me, the thing, like, Jameis is, if they're close, right? Like, if it's even close and you're convinced that it's, that he can be as good as Stafford.
Oh, you got to run with him then.
Yeah, because you get to keep your picks.
He's
5 years younger. Yeah.
No question.
On the other hand, I think, like, if you put Stafford with this team and you keep the team together, like, you can win a Super Bowl. Like,
you're instant contending, right? Instant.
Yeah, and maybe if everything clicks with Jameis, you have the same opportunity. The problem is you don't know what's clicking and what isn't. And that's, again, we're back to it. Like, talking through it through the idealistic lens, it's easy to pick the younger guy that's been in your, you know, been on your team for a year that you don't have to give up draft picks for. By the way, he's not even on the team right now. Like, he's got to resign.
Maybe Detroit signs him.
it seems like everybody, even Payton's like talking about him like he's on the team still. So, like, I don't know if there's like already like a
under the table agreement and a nod or something.
I don't know. But yeah, he's not even on the team yet. So, but,
I mean, if he's smart, that's, I mean, we're, you know, I mean, he's 27, right? If you're thinking long term, I don't know a better situation for him, right? You've been here, you've been learning this offense for a year, you had a chance to develop here. Like, you're probably going to make more money staying here than you would, if you believe in yourself, than you would maybe going to another team, right? I mean, that would be my guess. I'm not the one saying turn down $15 million neither. So, I mean, who am I to say, right? Not take your money. But I get your point. But I'm with you. I think that if you really believe in Jameis, and listen, we're going to find out. Like, March is going to be here soon. Free agency is going to start. This Stafford trade may happen next week. I don't know. The NFL you never know, man. And so how they play this will tell you exactly how they feel about Jameis Winston. And that's the exciting part, right? A team, I always say, man, there's a couple of times in the offseason where a team can't lie. Free agency and the draft. They tell you exactly how they feel. Last year, they drafted a guard. Sean Payton had some comments about Warfoot. I mean, spot on, right? Spot on. So they felt like they needed a leadership guy, a guy in the back end in the secondary. They signed Malcolm Jenkins, right? So the team will tell you how they feel about you. So when it comes
Sean time, doesn't lie during the offseason.
He's so Sean, real,
Sean,
man.
Sean always tells you what he's going to do during the offseason, and then he goes and does it.
That's true. I mean, remember the Taysom Hill thing last year? Everybody thought they was blowing smoke with the first round thing, and they're going to sign the guy and start him.
He's going to do. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And he'll be like, hey, these are the positions, you know, that we're looking to address. And then they go address those
they
positions.
They sign the guys. Yeah. That's a good point.
He takes a picture with Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean? He just doesn't lie. He doesn't lie during the offseason. It's just like, Sean's on their campus. Like, he likes this player.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true, man. That's so true. We've spoken about that in chat before, too. Like Sean just be spilling the beans, and people just be speculating past his comments. And we're like, no, you can just listen to
right.
You can just listen to what the man said. He's not shooting smoke up, you know, the backside of us. So, okay, so. Best case scenario, obviously, Jameis is, you know, he's younger, you know, he's been in the system. Maybe the first year he's not as expensive as Stafford is. So just what would you say would be the benefits of going with what we know now, right? What's the benefits of going with Jameis as your starter? Like, what would you say are the benefits of that?
Off of what we know right now, like instead of Stafford.
Yeah, there's got to be some pros and cons for Jameis.
I can't make a case for it going in blind, like based off of like.
Well, not Jameis. Make a case, yeah, because he Stafford's a better quarterback. I'm just saying, like, he's younger, he's been in the system, he's maybe a little cheaper the first year.
Yeah, all those things. Yeah, but the thing with Stafford is you know exactly what you're getting. You plug him in and you enhance what he's able to do, and you're off and rolling. That's the case for it.
Yeah.
And the case against Jameis is that we don't know anything about Jameis is a Saint, and that's the problem. It's impossible to evaluate it.
And you can't look at the 49er game either. That's just out of fairness to him. I don't think that's a good sample to say, okay, this is what you're getting when you get this guy as a quarterback. So I just want to make sure we this is, you know, this is super speculative because, and I suck at this.
If Jameis would have hit some of those plays in the red zone, though, like, I think
it would be a different conversation. Yeah, it'd be a much different conversation.
He might have started the next week.
I'm going to say Taysom might be asking this question, what is Taysom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Because the way he started, and then, like, once they switched ends of the field, like, it kind of changed a little bit on him. But the way he started, like, if he had kept up that momentum the whole time. But that's not a fair way to evaluate a guy who's coming in cold as a backup and all this stuff. Absolutely. Like, it's just not, it's not fair.
I think we have I'd say this, I feel pretty, like, I have a pretty good idea of what Taysom Hill is as a quarterback. I think there is growth to be had there, right? And I'm not saying, okay, this is all you're ever going to get from him from what you saw out of those five games. I keep messing that up. But I do think we, you know, have a relatively good. You would like to think maybe he can clean the fumbling up, and, you know, I think his, you know, his ball placement is, you know, I think he was more accurate than, I'll be honest, than what I expected from him. So I'll give that to him. But, you know, as a quarterback, I feel like we have a pretty decent idea about what he is, and I absolutely can't say the same about Jameis. Like, it's really just a big question mark. I think he is just a big of a question mark to me. Maybe not more than Taysom, because Taysom was like. Like, you know, I don't know. I didn't know anything about Taysom. I remember Jameis in college and I saw him in Tampa Bay. So, you know, you kind of got an idea about what he is, but I do think there's still a bit of a question mark there for, you know, what he can be in this offense. So,
the thing with Taysom, you know, those games look good in the two Atlanta games, poor in the Denver game, poor in the Philly game. I think the thing he'll get you into the playoffs. Probably with this team. And then, like, once you get into the playoffs and they make, look, I mean, they take everything away. They make them win the game. I don't know. I don't know. Like, how many, is he going to win three playoff games? That's where I start to have doubts. Like, I don't know if he can win three playoff games. I don't know if he can win four, you know, if everything's perfect.
Yeah.
But they start getting behind and he's got to throw you back in a game. And that's where you're going to, you know, we've only seen it one time. So I don't want to, you know, fully form an opinion off that, but I think I feel like I know what would happen. I think he'd remain extremely competitive, but everything would have to be perfect around him. Whereas these other guys, you know, I think Stafford could probably throw you back into some games. You know, he has fourth quarter comebacks, game winning drives.
Plenty of those. He's known for that.
Yeah. And if Jameis, you know, he fixes up the interceptions and stuff, you know, I think the upside there is, you know, of that too. You know, he's done it before too. But, you know, Stafford is just, off of what we know, it's the safest pick. It protects his roster. He has enough things that he does well that I think he can win you games.
Absolutely. I think he'll carry. I mean, I think he can carry.
But the thing is, he won't have to really very often with this team.
Obviously. Any, I mean, in the playbook.
But when it comes, yes, when it comes, he can do it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I know that, man, one thing, that guy's smart. He understands defenses. He's shown it. You know, I think Winston, I would like to see his accuracy get cleaned up a little bit. I'll be honest with you, just based on who he was. And, you know, listen, I don't know what the Saints are teaching him differently. Maybe that fixed itself. But, you know, and I don't want to take the game we saw him play in, because you just, when you're not comfortable and things are not, you're not meant to play, it's everything is off. Accuracy, timing, all that other stuff. So, again, that game is, you know, he got a pass on that game, kind of like Taysom get with the Bears game that I didn't give him at the time. But, you know, with Stafford, you know, like I said, I know he's accurate. I know the playbook is back in full fledged if that guy comes here. Like, there's everything that's ever been run in this offense, I think is fair. I think it's fair game for the most part, right? I mean, there may be some Drew specific things, because Drew's a Hall of Fame quarterback and he just does things that no one else would ever do. But, you know, I think the playbook is, you know, I think Stafford gives you the widest set of options when it comes to the playbook. Because even with Jameis, I think you would want to maybe at least initially kind of like paint the picture for him a little bit. So, man, you just – this is the question I was trying to ask you 10 minutes ago. what the hell do you think it would take to get Stafford in a Saints uniform?
So I think the cost will probably be a first, but the problem is that I think teams ahead of the Saints can offer a better first. So I think you got to start looking at some of those kickers. I don't know if it's a player. You know, I think the familiarity with the program could lead the coach there to covet maybe a specific player on the roster to his team. But, you know, I think it's going to take a first and a sweetener, whether it's a player, a pick, something else, because I just think, you know, if just some of the teams that need quarterbacks are all picking ahead of the Saints. And if
San Francisco, all it takes is one of them. There's so many
teams. Patriots, I don't know if they'd offer 17. The Colts have a better pick in the 20s. So they might be the team. You know, it depends. It just depends who's up there. But there's a handful of teams that definitely can offer a better pick. So
I think part of it also is that I think it would have to be a team that Stafford wants to play for too. I'll be honest with you. If I'm looking at the Patriots, I don't really see a contender, right? I mean, Stafford's 32, and he said that his goal is to win. I think that San Francisco and Indianapolis are teams that you look at, that I will look at and say, those are my threats, right? San Francisco, they pick higher. The Colts, they pick higher. I mean, they pick higher in the round, and they both have teams that, for the most part, you just put a quarterback in there. Now, San Francisco has Garoppolo. I mean, you know, I guess they'll figure out what they're going to do with him. But those are the two teams. And there's something that didn't come from, I think a lot of people have that opinion. But I think those are the teams that you look at. If I'm Stafford, I'm saying, okay, well, those are options for me that I would be cool with going with.
Yeah, maybe. But if, you know, Belichick says, I don't care, and we're gonna bring you here.
Stafford,
you can sit out if you want. I guess
that's one way to think about it, but I don't know if it's
it's a bad way to do business. Yeah, but you look, I mean, if he's not willing to sit out, like,
well, I think it's more about I'm thinking it's more about the Lions doing right with Stafford. I could see them saying, like, I could see them saying, because he's been there since he got drafted in 09, right? So he's been there 11 years. I could see them saying, hey, if if there's a team you don't want to play for, then we would somewhat respect that. Like, I could see them giving
him. It'd be a dirty way to do it, yeah.
Could see them, like, saying, because, you know, just to send them out the right way. Now, listen, like, if a team picking 12 and the team is picking 20, right, I get it, right? It's football. You got to do what's right for business. But I could see there being a little bit there if, you know, hey, man, listen, he wants to come here. You need to sweeten the pot a little bit.
I think that's probably how it would play out.
I'm with you. I think a first is the starting point. And whenever people ask me, I say a first round pick, then I put a plus after it, because I don't know what a Saints pick is. It 25 or something like that? I forget the exact pick, but I don't think that alone gets it, you know. And so I'm thinking, okay, is it a 2022 second that comes along with it? Right. I don't know. Right. I think it would have to be something along those lines, though, or some player, you know, send Taysom, you know, let him clean a little cap while you're at it. So, but yeah, it's actually, it'd be interesting to see. And another thing I think I've had a couple of people ask me on Twitter, with Dan Campbell being there and him having familiarity with the Saints, do you think that would get the Saints a sweeter deal? And my answer has been no. I don't think it's gonna work out like that. I see some people in chat bringing this up too. What do you think about this guy Big Smooth wrote it in caps? I use them, right, put it in crap, so we'll look at it. What about Sam Darnold? That's the tricky one.
I'd roll with Jameis at that point. I think I'd go with the guy that's been in my system for a year. I think they both have issues and things that got to get cleaned up. I think Sam's someone, again, like, I think any quarterback would benefit from this situation, especially coming from the Jets. And by the way, I think the Saints picked 28th.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I would have to pass on. Like, if my choice is Darnold or Winston, I'm going with the guy that I've had for a year, I think.
Yeah. If they go for Darnold, then that tells me a lot about Winston. Like, I would, if they said, hey, you know, we're interested in Sam Darnold, then I would say, okay, Jameis Winston is someone who, you know, maybe he didn't get the improvement that they thought they were potentially going to get when they, you know, when they signed him this offseason. And, Yeah, I mean, that would just be a bad sign for Jameis. So, all right, well, guys, that's it. We just it was kind of fun. We just went in and did a little speculation there. There's a lot coming to New Orleans football. There is no such thing as off season. Just letting you guys know, we don't even know the meaning of it. Like I said, the word off season to Nick, and he just like looked at me like, man, I don't even like the word. Just didn't make no sense to him. So, same. I remember if you guys there's an article. I think I forget which one you put in. I think it was the rundown replacement this week. But the frequency of articles does not change any off season. Nick may have some fun experimental things he kind of writes that he maybe, you know, wouldn't be ideal to write during the season. So man, you guys stick around, you guys stick with us, because we're gonna keep doing these pods. Nick gonna keep dropping articles, and hopefully we can take this thing to the next level. We will, obviously, because that's what we do. So thank you guys for your support. You guys continue to support us. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. You can see the handles on the screen right there. I'm at Kevin Wash Jr. Nick, of course, is at Nick_Underhill. Again, make sure you guys go to NewOrleans.Football/subscribe. Pick a tier. Pick which one works best for you. That's it. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. We out.